Welcome to episode 1345 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. We have spent the past 2 weeks exploring the second commandment from multiple angles. We have learned what it forbids: carved idols, frozen theologies, partial gods, conceptual distortions, false representations. We have learned what it protects: God's freedom, aliveness, His refusal to be domesticated. But we have not yet answered the most important question. What does this actually mean for how we live? How does the second commandment become not just a rule we follow, but a gift that transforms us? Throughout this series on the 10 guidelines, we have returned again and again to a single truth: we flourish when we are rooted in God. But we have also discovered something harder. We cannot be rooted in God while we are divided. And idolatry, in all its forms, creates division. When you worship a false image of God, you cannot be integrated. You are performing, managing, trying to please a God that is not real, trying to live up to an image that does not reflect truth. This is exhausting, fragmenting, the opposite of flourishing.
No one can serve two masters. Either you will hate the one and love the other, or you will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve both God and money.
Jesus is not speaking primarily about wealth. He is speaking about the fundamental incompatibility of divided allegiance. You cannot flourish while answering to multiple masters. You cannot flourish while worshiping multiple images of God. Flourishing requires wholeness. It requires that you stop fragmenting yourself, that you give your ultimate allegiance to the true God, and allow everything else to organize itself around that center. But here is where the second commandment becomes beautiful. By forbidding false images, God is not restricting you. God is freeing you. Every false image you worship is a chain. It binds you, distorts you, demands from you, and never satisfies. A false god of wealth demands more wealth. Approval demands constant performance. Security demands endless vigilance. Power demands domination. False images are tyrannies. But the second commandment says, stop. Do not do this to yourself. Do not worship these lies. Do not allow yourself to be enslaved by images that will never satisfy. Instead, give your allegiance to the true God, the God who forbids images because God will not be reduced, the God who refuses to be trapped in a form, who is alive and free and endlessly surprising. And in that freedom, that refusal to be managed, you will discover your own freedom. When you stop trying to manage God through images, you stop trying to control your life through images. When you allow God to be free, you become free. When you stop worshiping false gods, you stop fragmenting yourself to please them. This is where the second commandment intersects with the deepest truth about human flourishing. We are remade in the image of what we worship. When you worship a false image of God, you become like that distortion. You become smaller, more anxious, more controlling, more fragmented. But when you worship the true God, when you behold God in Christ without distorted false images, something shifts. You begin to be reshaped, transformed, to become whole. Transformation is not something you achieve through effort. Transformation happens through beholding, through looking at the true God without the filter of false images, through encountering Christ as God's true image. And in that encounter, you are changed. You become more whole, more integrated, more yourself. Not the false self you have been performing, but your true self as God created it. This is flourishing, not achievement, not accumulation, not performance, but becoming whole through being remade in the image of the true God. So how do we move from worshiping false images to beholding the true God? It begins with honesty, with naming what you actually worship. Identify one false image you have been worshiping. Be specific. Not, I have a false image of God, but I have made God into a God who will never demand sacrifice. Or, I have made God into a God who is aligned with my political views. Or, I have made success into a God that will prove my worth. Name it, write it down, be honest. Then ask, what has this false image cost me? What has it demanded? How has it fragmented me? How has it prevented me from flourishing? And then, this is the crucial part, release it. Not through willpower, not through effort, but through surrender. Say to God, I see the false image I have been worshiping. I see what it has demanded from me. I release it, give it to you. Ask you to free me from this lie. This is not a one-time event. Idolatry is subtle. We slide back into false images constantly. But each time you notice, each time you name it, each time you release it, you are moving toward wholeness. What does it look like to live without false images of God? What does flourishing actually look like when it is rooted in the true God rather than in false gods? It looks like integration. You are no longer performing different versions of yourself for different people. You are one person, whole, answering to one God. It looks like peace. You are no longer anxious about maintaining an image, no longer desperate to please a God that cannot be pleased, no longer fragmented trying to serve multiple masters. It looks like freedom. You are free from the tyranny of false desires, free from the need to accumulate more, achieve more, perform more, free to love genuinely because you are not using love to prove something about yourself. It looks like courage. When your worth is not based on success or approval or achievement, you can take risks, can speak truth, can fail without being destroyed. It looks like compassion. When you are no longer desperate to prove yourself, you can see other people. When you are no longer anxious about your own standing, you can care about theirs. It looks like truthfulness. You are no longer constructing narratives about yourself, no longer performing a version you think people want. You can be honest about who you are. This is what flourishing looks like. Not the false flourishing of achievement or accumulation, but genuine flourishing, wholeness, integration, freedom, courage, compassion, truthfulness. And it all begins with releasing false images and beholding the true God. If you are struggling to release false images, know this. God is patient. The people of Israel worshipped false images repeatedly. They created golden calves, clung to distorted theologies, tried to domesticate God through systems and symbols. And God, patient, persistent, relentless in love, kept calling them back, kept revealing the truth, kept offering restoration. Jesus walked among people drowning in false images. The religious leaders had created a God who could be satisfied through external performance. The people had created gods of nationalism and power. Jesus did not shame them. He called them, invited them, offered them the truth. And the disciples, even after 3 years with Jesus, after Pentecost, after encountering the risen Christ, still struggled. They still tried to contain God, still created false expectations. But God kept working, kept revealing, kept transforming them. You are not alone in this struggle. The second commandment exists because humans constantly fall back into idolatry. We are perpetually tempted to create false images, and God, persistently, patiently, lovingly, keeps calling us back to truth. You are invited to begin again, not to become perfect at avoiding false images. That is not the invitation. The invitation is to become more honest about the images you worship, more willing to name them, more ready to release them. The invitation is to cultivate the practice of beholding the true God in Christ, to spend time with the Gospels, looking at Jesus without the filter of your preconceptions, to allow the truth to reshape your imagination. The invitation is to experience what genuine flourishing feels like, the deep flourishing that comes from being whole, integrated, free, rooted in the true God. The second commandment forbids images, but it does not leave us empty. God, knowing our need for something we can encounter, something we can relate to, chose to reveal himself, not through a carved statue, not through a theological system, but through a person. Jesus is God's chosen image, the true image, the image that does not distort but reveals, the image that is not frozen but alive, the image that does not trap but liberates. And in Christ, the second commandment reaches its fulfillment. In Jesus, we have what we need, direct access to God, truthful revelation of God, God made relational, made visible, made accessible. And in that revelation, in beholding Christ without the distortion of false images, we are transformed, made whole, we flourish. This is the gift of the second commandment, freedom from false images so we can encounter the true God and be remade in God's image. Father, thank you for forbidding false images, for refusing to be trapped in what we create. Thank you for revealing yourself in Christ. Help us release the false gods we worship. Help us behold your true image. Help us be transformed by the truth into wholeness and freedom and genuine flourishing. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.